All right, back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and we have Wes in the studio. We had some pretty cool things coming up, Wes.
We do. We've got the Kano Foods Kids Day coming up on December 5th, and I know that's pretty popular in our area, and we'll be doing the live remote at Kano Foods on the 2nd. That's a Wednesday, I believe, and we'll have our coaches in there and talking about the events, but basically what it is Kano Foods gives away free kids tickets for all three events on that Saturday. We've got, you know, after everybody's gone this weekend, Dirk, everybody comes home the following weekend. Yeah. We've got home basketball Thursday, home hockey Friday, and then both basketball and hockey on Saturday. And the tickets are going to be for all three of those events on Saturday, both basketball games and the hockey games. So looking forward to that. And we always partner with Kano Foods. They're a great partner of ours, and something we've done, I think, for this be like a 15th year that we've done this program, at least 15th year. We've done a Kano Foods Kids Day, so we're looking forward to that. And obviously helps us with getting more fans in the stands and exposing maybe some people that haven't been to Michigan Tech athletic events in the past a chance to come out and take in an event. And hopefully they enjoy their time there.
Yeah, and I believe we start that remote about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think we go 7 to 9 on that Wednesday. And then the tickets are given away starting at noon, I think, on Thursday. So that's the program that's coming up. It's going to be, just a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
December 2nd is a week from tomorrow. That's a little crazy coming out of my mouth there. But that's the way it is.
All right, so that's coming up. And you're talking about those home events. Get your tickets for the Alaska Anchorage home games for Michigan Tech, as that will be that 4th and 5th, as Wes was saying, and, of course, the basketball at home, too. And those tickets will be going pretty fast, too, not just the ones that are free for the kids, but get your adult tickets as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And first conference games for the basketball teams coming up on the 3rd. And, you know, both teams are non-conference through this weekend. And, obviously, the hockey team against the other Alaska school, they're playing Fairbanks up in Alaska this weekend. They come home to play Anchorage, I believe it is, on the 4th and 5th, right?
Yep, on the 4th and 5th, exactly. So, and the Huskies hockey team will be so will the basketball teams be happy to be back home.
Happy to be home, yeah,
because
that's right.
It's been a long, it will have been a long couple of weeks. So,
absolutely.
All right, so again, the ticket office number is 487-2073. Get your tickets, talk to Erin up there. She'll lock you in for whatever you need, and always great deals going on anyway for Michigan Tech hockey and the other sports too, so we want to encourage that. Speaking of hockey, Tyler Hannanen named the offensive player of the week. Not a bad weekend. 6 points, three goals, three assists, including the game-winning overtime
goal.
That's
a good career for some people.
Yes, exactly. So it was very exciting for him. He played great. L'Esperance and C.J. Ike played on his line much of the weekend. They were fantastic, and Huskies take 3 out of 4 non-conference points at East Lansing down at Mount Ice Arena.
Yeah, there's really no points, but that's kind of how you explain it, right? They got 3-point weekend, you know.
Yeah, well, it is. You're right.
A win and a tie,
and that's all when it factors in, I guess, to the to all the ratings. Huskies, by the way, ranked 19th again. They did not move in the rankings. Still in the top 20. That's kind of what I expected. A lot of people think, why didn't they move up? Well, there are a lot of expectations with this team.
It's crazy. You know, we're 7-4-1, and people are like, yeah, I don't know. Like, are you kidding me? Like, turn back the clock 2 years, 7-4-1, people. Yeah. we're ranked in the top 20. I mean, it's not been a 10-0 start like we had last year, but it's been pretty darn good. And obviously, a lot more games coming on. I think we're a third of the way through the season, the regular season already, which is hard to believe. But, great start for the team and a big weekend coming up in Alaska. And I know they're going to be a contender down the stretch as well.
Absolutely. So. And we will have those broadcasts starting at 10:30 each night, Friday and Saturday night. We'll also play back the broadcasts from the night before on Saturday and Sunday morning. So we'll have that for you on Mix 93. And not everybody's able to stay up that late, Wes.
No, that's true.
We just want people to stay up long enough to get the Pepsi trivia question. Then
it's not you, Dirk. It's those intermissions that get you. You know, you're listening, you're involved, and then you hit that intermission, and that 15 minutes, you got to like set an alarm or something.
Yeah. All right, Wes. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
And that's Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93.